It is time that an independent Palestinian state be established with sovereignty side by side with the state of Israel. It is time to put an end to the struggle in the Middle East.
That audio from the Associated Press of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas speaking yesterday, last night at the White House through a translator, talking about what's at stake, what's on the table in the latest direct talks between Palestinians and the Israelis, which will begin today. I don't know, did you watch any of that coverage last night, Celeste?
I didn't.
After
I
the silly
plans.
Hostage thing was over in Maryland.
Yeah.
I was actually surprised because it felt a little like a Beatles reunion moment last night to see there on the red carpet at the White House. You've got King Abdullah of Jordan. You've got Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian
right.
president, Barack Obama right in the center, Netanyahu of Israel, and Egypt's President Hosni Mubarak all together on one stage. It was a tableau that made me feel a little optimistic, and I was surprised by that.
You felt
you know
optimistic?
How cynical I am.
Yes.
Well, as the talks get going this morning, we thought we would talk a little bit about what is the context, because we are picking up a thread that really feels like it hasn't been focused on by the international community for quite some time, really not since 9/11 in some sense. Ian Black joins us, Middle East editor for The Guardian. He joins us from London. Good morning, Ian.
Hi, John. Hi.
And Robert Malley, who was just with us a moment ago, he's Mideast Program Director at the International Crisis Group and a former special assistant to President Clinton. Robert Malley, good morning.
Good morning again.
So you talked about how easy it is to be cynical about the restarting of direct talks between Palestinians and Israelis. But yet, what are the themes that we carry forward? There's the settlements. There's the question of the two-state solution. Where are we with that? And do we begin talking about those issues, or is it going to be a lot of preliminary stuff today?
Well, you know, I assume that once they start getting together, once the Israeli Prime Minister and the Palestinian President get together, they're supposed to get together alone at some stage, I think they will be delving more into the substance. You know, the preliminaries will be a lot of what people are going to be talking about when the rooms are crowded. Let them get together, and that's really going to be the key. You know, we could be optimistic or pessimistic. It doesn't really matter. What matters is when the two of them are in the room, what they're going to say, and then more than that, when they go back home, not just in the next few days, but in the coming weeks and months, what do their public say and what do they think?
And Ian Black, you know, some people believe, again, on the more cynical side, that this is the resolution of the Middle East conflict, that it is basically a status quo of a continuing, never reaching any sort of final solution or final result, a peace process, and a more or less, up and down conflict that continues in the Middle East. Is there an interest in just maintaining a kind of infinite stalemate with the peace process in the Middle East right now?
Well, I don't think it's an interest in maintaining a stalemate, but I think there is, and indeed should be, a very sober sense of what is possible. And it's true that as these talks get underway, I think that expectations for the successful outcome of negotiations have never, ever been so low. So there's a sense that people are going through the motions. And I think that this display that we're seeing today in Washington is very much at the behest of the Obama administration, which believes that it has a role to play. And you have to contrast that with the very, very low hopes or expectations on either side in the Middle East itself.
But in a sense, Ian Black, this is the last chance for Hosni Mubarak, who we don't know how much longer. If he wants a role in Middle East peace, this would be the moment to take it. There's a certain sense that it's also the time is running out for Benjamin Netanyahu. King Abdullah, relatively new on the stage, has an opportunity to carry things forward. And Abbas is sort of a question mark. How would you rank these characters?
Well, look, you know, to have President Mubarak of Egypt and King Abdullah of Jordan it makes it look good. It's a good photo opportunity. But the fact is, these are the only two Arab countries that have peace agreements with Israel. The Egyptian one dates back to 1979 and Jordan's to 1994. So the fact that they're there is, okay, it looks good, but they're playing a supporting role. The key issue here, as ever, is between Israel and the Palestinians. And at the end of the day, the agreement, if there's to be an agreement, has to be concluded between them. The role of others in supporting it is inevitably secondary. You're right, I think, when you talk about a sense that time is running out. I think in the backdrop to these talks today, you see on both sides and more globally a feeling that the time for a two-state solution, for the creation of an independent Palestinian state alongside Israel, is running out, mm-hmm. simply because of what's happened on the ground. Israeli settlements, security wall, the deep divisions amongst the Palestinians are making it virtually impossible to achieve agreement with all the goodwill in the world. Mm. And, of course, there isn't too much goodwill
right.
either.
Indeed. Ian Black, Middle East editor for The Guardian, speaking to us from London. Robert Malley, let's go to the settlement question. Can Benjamin Netanyahu deliver politically a freeze or any significant drawdown of the settlements without his government failing?
Well, you know, first of all, what he already delivered, which is a moratorium, was not a complete freeze. He said he got it for 10 months. I think now, if there's an immediate obstacle, and as Ian Black said, there are many obstacles to come, but the immediate obstacle is how the United States is going to bridge this gap between, on the one hand, the fact that Benjamin Netanyahu has said and said over and over again that he would not extend this moratorium because his coalition was against it, or many in his coalition were against it in the first place, and he believes, with some justification, that in the past the Palestinians never asked for that. Maybe it was their mistake, but they never asked for that before entering into negotiations. So he stated clearly, and I think for political reasons, he won't be able to simply extend the moratorium. On the other hand, the Palestinians, and I saw them last night, and they repeated it, and I'm sure that they said it even more strongly to the president, President Obama, they will not continue the talks after September 26, which is the date at which the moratorium is due to expire, if it is not renewed. The U.S. is going to look for some fudge. I mean, that's sort of the history of the peace process, is for looking for imprecision in order to bridge gaps between two sides. They're going to look for some fudge whereby the Prime Minister of Israel can say, I kept to my word, I did not extend the moratorium, but where the Palestinians could still say, look, we achieved something, the settlements are not being built the way they were built before. Whether that's enough, we'll have to see. I think the American gamble is 4 weeks or 3 weeks from now, when the parties have had a series of discussions, neither one of them is going to want to carry the blame for saying it's over.
And so even in the short term, this is a test of the Obama presidency's prestige in the Middle East, certainly, if we can get beyond September 26th. Robert Malley, Mideast Program Director at the International Crisis Group and former Special Assistant to President Clinton, watching those direct talks that begin today in Washington. Also, thanks to Ian Black, Middle East Editor for The Guardian. Thanks so much, Ian.